table.
The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janeth's Flooring and Construction.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we are building this city right here with Jonathan's Construction
That's
and
right.
Flooring. Jonathan Cook is here in the studio this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing good.
Okay. Well, it looks like we might get a little rain today.
Yeah, you know, it looks like that all the time. And it might not rain at all.
This is probably a good day for your guys, though, because the sun's kind of blocked out. It might make it a little cooler on them.
That's true. That's true. We do like it when it's kind of cloudy like this, as long as it doesn't rain. I don't like working in the rain.
Yeah, no, I get that.
But we do have inside work to do. So if it rains, we just work inside.
Okay. So tell us all about Jonathan's Construction. There might be some listeners this morning that maybe have not heard of you before or aren't familiar with what y'all do. And you've got a pretty broad scope of services that you provide.
Right, we do. So we've been around since 2005. So roughly about 21 years, coming up on 22 years in September. So we do full house renovations, remodels. So that's all interior as far as like, you know, sheetrock, painting, trim, flooring, cabinets, kitchen, bathroom remodels. And then we do a wide range of exterior stuff as well. So like siding, windows, doors, fences, decks. So it's pretty much an all-around remodel company. Now, some things that we don't do are like, you know, electrical, plumbing, HVAC. But we do have subcontractors that we bring in to handle those items. So we're pretty much a full turnkey service when it comes to home remodeling. And we service Pensacola and the surrounding area.
Okay. And you also have a showroom.
Right. So we also have Jonathan's Flooring that goes along with it, which we do. We have a 6,000 square foot showroom. So we
that's
have all,
huge.
Yeah, it is pretty big.
It's pretty
right?
big.
And you would think that's plenty of room, but it gets filled up so fast, right?
Probably not, actually.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
So when you think about it, you're like, oh, that sounds like a lot, but it gets filled up so fast with samples. And so we have so many samples to pick from tile, wood, carpet. We have cabinet doors. We don't have room in our showroom to display all the cabinets we offer, but we have all the cabinet doors. So you can pick your style and color. We have some paint samples so you can try to match, you know, your flooring to some paint. Just try to, you know, have people come in and, you know, be able to match like cabinets, flooring, paint. And then, of course, we encourage people to take samples home with them and look at it in their house because it always looks a little different than it does in our showroom, you know. But yeah, so we've been around for quite a while.
Okay. Well, there is a whole lot of questions in there, and I'm sure some of our listeners have some. So if you have a question or comment, maybe you've been thinking about doing a little remodeling. Maybe you want to ask about flooring or the type of flooring or carpeting perhaps versus luxury vinyl planks.
Right.
I'm learning as
right.
I go. Your luxury vinyl plank. Just text it in at 850-437-1620. So Jonathan, you've been doing this quite a while, and I've asked you this before, but I'm curious, what would you say is your favorite part about what you do?
I mean, I like seeing the whole transformation of the house, right? So I like taking a house and transforming it. It's really cool doing new construction. I know a lot of builders like doing new construction, seeing it come from the ground up. I've always specialized in remodeling, and so I like to see, you know, like take the old house and then transform it. Yes.
Before and after
before
pictures.
Before and after, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be
pretty cool.
Right, and that's really what I started doing originally was remodeling, and from there we've grown into the flooring store and other aspects of our company, and we really enjoy that too. So we do a lot of flooring. In fact, I mentioned it like a week ago, but we're coming up on 10,000 houses we floored in Pensacola and the surrounding area. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's quite a bit.
I would say so. Yeah. That's really wild.
But any given day, we got 22 trucks out running.
That many? I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that spread over so many different areas,
sure.
right? Because, I mean, we may have four flooring trucks out going. We got, you know, two guys setting cabinets. We got a sheetrock crew. We got, you know, like two or three paint crews running,
wow.
a couple of maintenance crews. It adds up so fast.
I guess so. Well, that's why you're always on your phone when you come in here, I guess.
That's right. I'm always on the phone.
It may be 9 o'clock, but he's been up and running since Sunday. sunrise, right?
It's not just when I come in here, I promise.
I had a feeling.
I'm always on the phone anyways.
I had a feeling.
And, you know, and, like, I actually really enjoy working with my guys. So, like, I do estimates Tuesdays and Thursdays, right? Mm-hmm. So anybody that calls for an estimate, I try to get them all done on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The rest of the week, you never catch me at the store. I'm never in the store. Sherry runs the store. Becca works up there with her. They don't need me up there, right? I like to be out on the job working with my guys. I actually really enjoy doing that. To this day, I still work with my guys.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not doing estimates or meeting with somebody, then I'm out working with my guys. And a lot of times, I'll just set my phone down, and I'll be working. And my brother's my project manager, so they know if they can't get me, they call him,
mm-hmm.
and they don't need me.
Well, that's
I'll call them back when I'm done.
Well, that's the great thing is that when you have someone that owns a company that they're passionate about, that makes all the difference. Because if you're out there, on the street, on the construction sites and stuff, making sure things are going well, that says a lot about your credibility and your accountability.
Right, and I've had so many guys ask me, guys that I know in the business, one guy in particular asked me recently, he was like, how long did it take you to get out of the field where you're not physically doing the work yourself? And I was like, I'm still working every day.
Never.
Right. I don't plan on it. Because honestly, that's where the money's made, right? I mean, I can go sell jobs all day long, but we have to get them done.
Right.
And if you're asking your guys, hey, push this job out, get this done, get that, that gets old after a while if you're not there with them. So they know
well, sure.
if I say, hey, we need to get this job done today, I'm most likely going to come help you do it.
Well, there's also something to be said. I mean, it's sort of
plus
human.
I just enjoy doing it, right?
Yeah, yeah. So well, it's also human nature. When the boss is around, you do tend to make sure you're hitting that nail just right.
Right. Now, I will have a lot of jobs going on, so I'm not on them all.
Uh-huh.
Usually, I'll look through and see what we're doing that day, because there's quite a few jobs they probably don't need my help with. It's
sure.
like, you know, just putting some flooring in is pretty easy. You know, I'll pick the more complicated where I know it's like I'm needed.
There might be some challenges.
Right,
or,
yeah.
yeah.
Or if, like, we're doing a whole remodel and there's lots of different aspects of it, I'll spend more time on that job.
Mm-hmm.
I'll check in on the other ones, but mostly, like, my brother will keep up with some of those. And I'll try to go to where I'm more needed.
Okay.
Just make sense of it.
Sure. We're talking with Jonathan Cook. He's the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you've got a question for him, 850-437-1620. We've got a text that just came in from one of our listeners and says, when a room needs to be totally redone, in what order do things need to be done? Like floors first or cabinet? Where do you start? That's
right.
A great question.
Well, it is, but it also depends on the room, right? So, I mean,
sure.
we could be talking about a bedroom, and we might just start with doing painting or trim or sheetrock, you know? Like if we're doing just a basic bedroom, dining room, living room, then I always start with the sheetrock. Like maybe we're skinning the sheetrock out, retexture it.
You do that before,
you know,
the floors.
Right, yeah. And then make it look new, and then we do trim, painting, flooring afterwards, you know, towards the end, and then fixtures at the very end. So mini blinds, light fixtures, you know, plug covers, stuff like that. But if we're talking about a kitchen or bathroom, that could be a whole different story, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because then we're going to gut it and start with our mechanicals. For the most part, like kitchen and bathrooms, we're always going to be moving some sort of plumbing or some sort of electrical if we're redoing the bathroom, like maybe adding a vent fan or adding some lights or maybe adding a can light. So we're going to start with all those first and get all of our mechanicals done and out of the way. And most likely, unless you're rewiring your house or something, you're not going to have mechanicals in the bedroom that need to be done, right?
Right.
And then from there, we're going to, you know, set the tub. That's part of the plumbing part. And then sheetrock and then cabinets and the same basic, you know, timeline for everything. But depending on if you're in a kitchen, bathroom, or if you're adding something, or say if you're, like, doing an addition on the back of the house, it could change. It could vary quite a bit. But usually the mechanicals and then the sheetrock.
Okay. If you have a question for Jonathan, 850-437-1620. Here's a question that came in. Are you a family-run business?
So we are. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So actually it's me and my wife. So my wife runs a store and then I run the job sites. And then my brother is our project manager. And he's been with us for a while. So,
are your kids involved yet? Have you got them out there?
No. I make my kids come work with me. But my oldest, my oldest is actually going to school to be an engineer.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's going to college. He wants to be an engineer.
Excellent.
My daughter graduates next month and she wants to go to a dental program. So,
oh, wow.
So they're not really part of the business like you would think. But my youngest, he's part of the business by force. He doesn't have much of a choice.
Aww.
So, but the other two work with me when they were younger. So
excellent.
Okay.
Okay.
My brother brings his kids too, though, so his kids are part.
Oh,
so,
that's awesome.
So they all work with us when they're younger. When they get older, I encourage them to do whatever makes you happy, you know, so.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to be said to having your own business, but there's a lot of headaches with that, too, I'm sure.
It is.
A lot
it
of
is.
Pressure.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of pressure. Okay, we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And if you've got a question about flooring, about remodeling, about maybe you're thinking about a project, just text it in at 850-437-1620. So it's been a couple weeks since we've really talked about flooring. We talked a lot about some of the remodels and redos last week. And I thought it might be helpful to talk about the flooring, because that's an area I have no idea. I'm always really honest with Jonathan. I'm like, okay, you're talking another language for me.
Well, the truth is, it's always changing too, right?
Right.
It's always changing.
That's right.
And so you have a lot of DIY guys that are like, hey, I'm going to do this myself.
You mean do it yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's very possible. And most of them are very capable of doing it. But most people, if you have a job or you have a career and you're busy in your life, you're not keeping up with those changes that are coming as products change and products are dropped and new ones are introduced and things like that. And also just what product to use where, right? So most guys, if I come in and say, hey, this is the product you need and this is how much you need of it, they probably could install it, right? But keeping up with what products you should be using in your environment, in your house, what's going to fit best there, what's going to hold up and last, that's where we come in. And that's where you have a specialist that comes in that keeps up with those things for you. And it's a job for us. Even just being a general contractor, we have to do continuing education because it's always changing. Even just in the last couple of years, it's changed just how many parking spots you have to have per bedroom. On a house.
Oh, really? Interesting. Okay.
So just simple things like that, but we have to constantly do continuing education to keep up with it. So that's where it comes in sometimes of like, hey, why do I need somebody to come do my floor when I can do it myself? Well, sometimes it may not be that you're not qualified to do it. You just haven't had time to keep up with all the different changes that have come along with products. Because I get guys come in all the time, and they were asking us for like a laminate floor, right? And that was really popular like 10 years ago. But the reality is we've had so many changes since then to where we have much better products for the same price. So like I can sell you a laminate floor, and a lot of times it doesn't make sense because like I can sell you a better product for a better price. And it's just where products have innovated over time.
Yeah, they're constantly improving.
They have to constantly be improving for multiple reasons. One, because they want to stay relevant and they want their product sold, right? So they have to constantly be doing that. Secondly, they want to constantly be innovating because they want people to buy new products,
right? That's right.
They don't make a new product, everybody's going to be like, well, I already have that in my house.
I don't need something new.
Yep. So they have to constantly be finding ways to improve it. It's just like the iPhone, right? Every time a new iPhone comes out, it's got some new feature on it, right?
That's
what attracts people to buy it. So flooring is the same concept. We have to constantly be making something new, and that's where we come in, that we try to keep up with those products. So when you come in and see us, we can say, hey, these are the new products, these are the new things that are offered, and this is why they're great. So that way, if you're spending your money on it, you know what you're getting for it, right?
Well, the thing that you can't replace that you have is when you talk about somebody that's been in this business over 20 years and has done 10,000 floors in this area. I'm sitting here thinking in my mind, 10,000. So that's one thing. Let's say if you live somewhere where the weather was the same and everything was the same, like all the factors were the same.
Right.
But in this area, in a 50-mile radius, you're talking about beach, which is salt, humidity, and all
which
the
which is a whole different type of flooring out there.
I'm going to say.
It's a whole different beast.
Then you come into town, and you got downtown, and that's a whole other environment. Then let's just go up north a little bit, and you've got the older homes in the east and North Hill. You've got the newer places over here. Then get rural,
and what you really
that's
have
a whole
to start
thing.
Looking at is what kind of foundation the house has.
Yes.
Because if it has a wood foundation,
right.
then we really want to go with a different type of product, something with like a plastic core, something that's going to flex with the wood subfloor, right? If it's got plywood wood foundation is completely different than like a tongue and groove oak, because if it's got like a tongue and groove oak breathes.
Tongue and groove?
Yes.
Okay.
Like so the original like tongue and groove wood floors, you want to make sure that wood can breathe and get air to it, because if it doesn't, it will just sit there and hold moisture and it will swell up. And also depends on if there's any sort of moisture barrier under the house, right? Because moisture naturally comes out of the ground. And when it comes out of the ground, it gets up on your subfloors and then eventually works its way through to your flooring. So sometimes it's not so much of putting a moisture barrier under your floor like most people think. Sometimes when it's an off-grade house, it's more important to have the moisture barrier under the house than actually under the flooring. So there's so many different aspects to it. And all of it can make a difference. And truthfully, most times it doesn't even make a huge difference in price, right? Like if we put a moisture barrier under your floor or we get a moisture barrier put under your house, because we're general contractors, so we can handle doing under the house as well as under the floor.
Oh, okay.
And it may not even be a huge difference in price. It's more so just, hey, this is what you need for your house. It's going to hold up the best and last the longest.
Well, that's the downside of the DIY, do-it-yourself projects, because it may look, oh, how hard could it be? I'm going to go to the you know, local store. I'm going to pick up some tiles. I'm going to put it down. And then you pull up the floor, the old floor, and then you discover, uh-oh, there's something
and
else going on
here. And
in
most cases, most of the guys can handle it and do it. And so sometimes it's just about coming in and getting good information and good knowledge and buying the right product. You can go to some of the big box stores and just buy a product off the shelf. And I see it all the time, but that doesn't mean that's a good product for your house. It's a nice product on the shelf. It doesn't match your house, right? So sometimes you could just come in, talk to us, get some information. We can go over it with you. You can set up a consultation without even getting an estimate. Just say, hey, I just want somebody to come out, look at my job with me, tell me how much I need. I don't mind going out there and measuring your job, especially if I'm going to sell you product, right?
Sure.
And you don't have to hire us to put it in. I can just measure and say, hey, these are the products you need for your house. And then once they have those products and that information, sometimes they can do it themselves. Sometimes they have the ability to do it themselves and they start doing it and then they change their mind.
That's the one.
Because they don't have the time to do it,
That's the one I'm familiar with.
Yes. So, and that's very common too. And we're okay with all those scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you want people want to get in touch with you, they want to set up an appointment just to get an estimate or have you take a look at the projects they're considering, how do they get in touch with you?
Right. So they can just call our store. It's the easiest way. So 850-332-5905, or they can look us up at jonathansflooring.com, and we have messaging through our website, and so they can send us a message. That's always good, too. It's not as direct of talking to somebody instantly, but we check those very often.
Okay.
So usually we get back to those messages that day. So you still get a response, you know, and something set up, or you can just stop by our store and see us at 9320 North Palafox Street.
Okay. We got a question that just came in. What about termites? Are you seeing those now? And in fact, I think it's an interesting question because I just saw it on the news last night that we're in termite swarming season, they said. So give us some tips on how to protect your porch, your backyard, the different things. And what are some signs that you got a problem?
Right. So, I mean, most cases, just getting your house treated, right, just by a good pest control company and have it inspected and treated, they're going to be able to see if there's signs of termites, just like, you know, little termite holes where they bore through the walls and things like that. Termites like to come into dark, damp, wet areas.
Okay.
So if you have any sort of leaks in your house, like a plumbing leak, roof leak, even just so much as like your windows not being sealed all the way and just rainwater getting around the windows.
Really?
Yes. It could just be something so simple like that. We actually just did a termite job this week.
Oh, really?
Out in Navarre for a guy. Mm-hmm. And the people buying the house are from Pennsylvania. And he had asked a realtor if he could speak to me because he was not very familiar with termites. And he was very worried about buying this house with termite damage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I talked to him and I explained to him it's very common in our area.
Right.
And it's nothing to discourage somebody from buying a house, but it's something you definitely need to know because you want to make sure you keep up with that. One thing you can do, especially in a warm season like this where termites are really breeding a lot, is just turning your lights off. Which is very surprising to most people because most people are thinking like,
I thought they like the dark.
Right. No, not.
Interesting.
So they like dark, wet, damp areas when they get in your house, start eating your wood.
Right.
But you will see swarms of termites.
Around your light. Yes.
Out and about, right?
Uh-huh.
And when you see like your porch light and stuff like that, you will see them swarming around lights like street lights. And so like when you have floodlights and there's a swarm of termites, they will swarm around the light.
Interesting.
And they are attracted to that light.
Hmm.
So just sometimes turning your porch lights off when you sleep could actually really help. Just keep the termites away from your house. But the reality is if they do get in your house, if it's been treated, it will kill them.
Okay.
So most of wood's treated right when you do it, when you get like a termite treatment and the termites get in, it should kill them. So so it's not like you don't have to go around keeping your house dark. Leaving your lights on all night during a season like this, I think it's
not a good idea. Okay. So another question just came is there a flooring that's better or worse to prevent termites?
Not really. I mean, the thing about it is like, they're not really attracted to any of the flooring we have.
Okay.
Termites aren't eating carpet. They're not eating ceramic
vinyl plank.
They're not even really eating vinyl plank because vinyl plank, most of it's an SPC, which is a stone-based product.
Mm-hmm.
Termites are looking for wood. They want the wood. They want the structure of your house.
Are wood floors in danger then?
The wood floors, they definitely can get into the wood floors for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's more so of an off-grade house, right? It's very, very rare to see a termite in like a wood floor on a concrete foundation. It's possible, but if the termites get to to your wood floors and start eating your flooring up, then they've eaten all your structure up, and you would have long since seen like serious signs of termites before they get to the flooring, right? Because they start in the walls, eating the wood up, and you're going to start seeing some signs way before they get to your flooring.
Okay.
I would think.
Okay, got another comment that just came in, and we're talking about termites right now on Jonathan's Construction and Flooring with Jonathan Cook. 850-437-1620. One of our listeners just sent in, by the bayou and most of the houses in my house, we use a different color light, either a dark yellow if we have a color changing light. I change it to green.
Yes, that is true.
That's a good tip.
Yes, that is a good tip. And because the bright light will affect them or just draw them to like where they swarm around it, even if your house is treated. And so that's what I was saying, like leaving your lights on and having the termites swarm around it. If they do get into your house and it's treated, it might kill them, but the light still attracts them there.
Interesting. Okay, we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We got another question that came in, totally different subject, back to the vinyl plank. So vinyl plank, how long should a good quality plank floor last?
Well, it depends.
It depends on who lives there.
So it's a couple things, right? Yeah, sometimes it depends on the product, like how good of a product do you buy. So we hear so much stuff about vinyl plank because it's a new product. But the downside to having a new product like that is popular, is everybody gets in it, right? So we have so many factories making it.
Right.
So like when it originally came out, we had really good vinyl plank, right? And we still do have a lot of great vinyl plank, and we have some that's even better than was the original, where they keep innovating, making new. But you also have all these companies that just pop up out of nowhere and they knock it off. And there's a lot of cheap vinyl plank out there as well.
How do you know the difference? I mean, obviously you do, but as a consumer, how would I know what to buy?
Right. So no matter who's making it or who's selling it, it could be a knockoff company and they may have a great product.
Because
right?
It might be cheaper, right? You're thinking you're
cheaper,
getting a good
right.
deal, but it might not be as long lasting.
Right. Sometimes you want to look at the thickness. So how thick the vinyl plank itself is.
Mm-hmm.
So as a rule in our store, we try not to sell anything that's under a 5 millimeter thick. Anything under 5 millimeter, unless it's a glue down product, and then it's like a 2 or 3 millimeter. But they make like a 3.2, a 4.2, a 4.7. And snap and lock, so a click lock, and in our experience they just don't hold up at all, so they just break and come apart. From 5 millimeter to about 8 millimeter is what we mostly sell. We have a couple companies that carry a 10 and 12 millimeter thing.
Wow.
So it's a really nice product. But usually if you're between 5 and 8 millimeters, it's usually got enough meat on the bone to hold up and last over time. I like somewhere around a 6 millimeter. You know, 6 millimeter is very reasonable. It's very reasonably priced. It's not overly expensive. It's well, it holds up, you know. So that's a good product. If it was my personal house and I was going to stay there a long time, I'd probably spend the money and get like an 8 millimeter and put in. So that's one thing to look at. The second thing is the wear layer. So how much acrylic is actually on top of the vinyl plank.
Right.
So basically like when you have a wood floor and you put like shellac or polyurethane on it, that's basically your wear layer in your vinyl plank. So how much clear coat is put on it, and that's what's going to stop it from getting scratched and worn out. That could start at half a millimeter and go to a 20. So if you get something that's like only a half a millimeter, it may be a cheap product, but it really essentially has no finish on the floor.
Right.
So as soon as you slide your chair across it, you're probably going to scratch it, right?
Yeah.
So that's not going to last very long.
Okay, I got another question, totally different subject here.
Okay,
we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan Construction and Flooring. Can you do tub to walk-in shower installs?
Yeah, so actually we do a lot of them.
Okay.
We do
never
quite
talked
a bit,
about that
right,
before.
Right, and I do want to say, if you don't get your question on air, you can always call us after the show. So just call our showroom, 850-332-5905. If I'm not there, you can just set up a consultation with me. Or a lot of times the girls at the store can answer your questions too.
Mm-hmm.
But so we have a whole crew that does nothing but bathroom and kitchen remodels.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Marco does all of our bathroom and kitchen remodels. Been with us probably about 8-9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a plumber we bring in, you know, to set tubs and shower valves and things like that. And then we're doing an entire bathroom, but we build a lot of stand-up tile showers.
Well, what do you think about those ads you see on TV where they'll come in and they'll do it in an hour kind of thing? And I'm always very skeptical of those.
Right. You know, there's a time and place for everything, right?
Right.
So in some cases that works, right?
Well, I don't know. It just makes me nervous.
But let's just be clear about what they're doing.
Okay.
What they're doing is they come in with a laser, they scan it, and they basically print a shell that fits over your shower.
So they don't remove anything.
They don't remove your shower. All they do is take a thin, like, fiberglass shell, and they just put it over your shower.
Wouldn't that leave potential for stuff in between? I mean,
well, as long as, like, your shower's in good shape, right? If your shower's in great shape and it's clean and there's no mildew or mold that we're covering up, essentially just putting a shell, you're just changing the look of it, right?
Right.
So they take, like, the shower head off, the trim out for the shower valve, the drain out, and they put the shell and they just put all your trim out back on. I mean, I can do that in an hour, too. Because once a shell's made, you're just setting it in place and caulking around it, right?
Right.
It's pretty simple. And if you have a good shower that is in good shape and you're just putting a, you know, basically like a paint job on it, like
it's
a cover.
Cosmetic.
Yeah, like a cosmetic cover over it. I mean, there's a time and place for that, right? Maybe you just hate your shower. You got a good shower and you just hate the look of it and you just want to change it, and that's okay. Most time when people call us, they got old, you know, showers that are wore out. They got bad plumbing leaks, you know, bad tiles, things like that. And most time those showers need to come out. And so that's where we would come in, rip it out, and build a new shower at that point.
I gotcha. Okay, we're talking with Jonathan Cook. And guess what? He's going to be here for another half an hour. So you've got a chance to get those questions and comments in at 850-437-1620. But if you've got to go and you still have a question, how do they reach you, Jonathan?
Right, so they can call us 850-332-5905 or stop by our showroom at 9320 North Palafox Street.
All right, we're going to be talking remodeling, construction, flooring, coming up for this next half hour, so don't go away.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're here this morning talking to Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. He's not kidding when he says we built this city. Y'all, 10,000 floors in the Pensacola area.
Well, that's Pensacola and surrounding area.
I know, but that's still a lot. So he's got lots of experience, lots of know-how. Take advantage of this opportunity in the next half hour. If you've got a project you're thinking about, a remodeling, a flooring, maybe an outside deck for the summer, text in your questions or comments at 850-437-1620. So far, we've talked about termites, bathtubs, and flooring.
Right.
We've covered the gamut of topics, so there's no topic that's not okay.
No, I like to cover it all.
Yeah, so, I mean, great. No, he's got so much knowledge. Please take advantage of that.
That's why a lot of times I don't even come with a plan of what I'm going to talk about.
So what are we talking about? He goes, oh, I don't know. We'll wait. Yeah. I was like,
Because I wait and see what is on other people's minds.
Yeah.
Like most time we get some questions, and then I can kind of go off that, right?
Right.
Because somebody might text in a question of something that I wasn't even thinking about. So
well, sure.
It's just easier to go with that.
Okay. Well, and if you wanted to get in touch with Jonathan for folks that just joined us this half hour, tell us a little bit about your company and your experience and the things that you do so we can kind of tease them for some questions.
Right. So you can, so we've been around since 2005, right? And we do full house renovation. So sheetrock, painting, flooring, interior and exterior. So, you know, exterior siding and doors and decks and fences and stuff like that. So just a wide variety of different things that we do. But pretty much to sum it up, it's full house renovations is what we do.
Okay.
And then we have the flooring store to go along with it. So we retail flooring material and then obviously install it. So any sort of flooring, you know, we specialize in that as well.
Well, you know, with springtime here, and I suspect now with this beautiful weather that we've been having, folks are out on their decks. They're kind of getting out and looking to see their gardens and things like
this
that.
This is usually a good time of the year to do outside stuff.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's always like more at the beginning of the year, but also the end of the year, right? Like in the fall time is good, springtime is good.
But this is as you're getting ready for summer. You might see that hole in the deck over there.
I mean, surprisingly, I like working out in the sun in the summertime. So when it's hot, I don't care. I like working outside.
Okay.
I would take a nice sunny day over anything else.
Well, this is probably a good time to make those redos or make some changes because if you're coming into the summer, you might be having family coming in for the 4th, and we got the big 250th celebration and all that good stuff. So don't you want your house looking good?
Yeah, I think so.
Get that front porch. Right? Get that deck looking good. But he does, you know, not just the external, but internal as well.
Right. So pretty much, like I said, pretty much a little bit of everything. Like we've got, you know, like 4 flooring crews, and we got a few paint crews and maintenance crews. We got carpenter crews. We got a whole bathroom crew that does nothing but bathroom remodels. And then, you know, sheetrock, you know, so pretty much a little variety of everything.
Okay. We've got a question coming in about a kitchen remodel. If I do a kitchen remodel, do you also provide new appliances?
Right. So it
like
just,
I guess they're talking about like a dishwasher, refrigerator,
yeah,
oven,
I mean,
kind of thing.
You know, here's the thing. Like if we do like, you know, like a renovation, like a house that's getting ready to be sold,
mm-hmm.
then we do. We provide the appliances for it because most times owners want us to just take the whole thing and deal with it. If it's a homeowner, then we really want them to go pick out the appliances because most homeowners are going to want to go pick something out rather than me picking it out.
Right.
I'm always happy to go pick it out and provide it, and then we can just add it into your estimate. And we have financing, so you can finance it right in. I've had people ask me to provide appliances just they wanted to finance it into their estimate, and I'll just say, hey, go pick some out and give me the SKUs of what you want, and then I'll add it to your estimate, and that way you can add it into your financing. But most of the time, if it's a homeowner, then we want them to have a say in what's going in their house, right?
Right, of course.
But if it's like an investment property or a rental house or something that you're flipping and getting ready to be sold, most of the time we will provide those for you and do them because then we just handle the whole job and say, hey, here's your house. It's done. It's ready to be sold, you know? And that seems to be an easier way to go with it.
I had a funny thing happen to me the other day, and I thought of you because I was at a friend's house, and they've just had their whole kitchen redone. And I was in the living room, and I said, can I get some water? She goes, sure, just go into the refrigerator and grab a bottle. So I go in the kitchen. I couldn't find the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Because everything had cabinets. The stove was hidden. The refrigerator was hidden. The trash can was hidden. The dishwasher. Everything was hidden. So it was all cabinets. It was beautiful,
yeah.
But you'd never know it was a kitchen.
Yeah, those are very expensive cabinets.
And so, like, where's the refrigerator? I felt like an idiot. I couldn't find it because it all looked the same. But I thought that was interesting. Is that a new trend?
Yeah, no, that's pretty. No, it's been around forever.
Uh-huh.
But that's more so of a, like a custom kitchen, right?
Yeah.
So
I was
usually
impressed.
When you have that, like you have a custom cabinet maker, and he will,
you
know, build and make those faces.
It was all wood cabinets,
right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So usually they will order that refrigerator, and then he'll build a face for it, you know,
I
to
see.
Match your kitchen cabinets.
Uh-huh.
So that's definitely a custom cabinet job, which is not cheap.
No.
You can pay as much for your custom cabinet sometimes as half your remodel of your whole house. Cabinets can get very pricey when they're custom cabinets. Like
I
that.
Would imagine, yeah. But I
mean,
was impressed. But I thought of you. I thought, I got to ask Jonathan if they do that kind of thing.
Right. So when it comes to something like that, we would bring in a custom cabinet guy to build that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we would subcontract that out.
Okay.
So if it's standard cabinets, we order them and build them and then install them through our store. When it's something like that, there's some great custom cabinet guys around that build stuff like that. And we would call one of them and have them come out and price that for
gotcha.
Us.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then we would handle the rest of the kitchen remodel. But usually if they come out and build that, we will also let them install it.
Okay, there you go.
Just make sure they get it the way they want it.
There you go. Right. Okay, talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. This is the time to send in those questions, 850-437-1620. Getting a lot of texts this morning, Jonathan. This next one was asking about, so I want to do a high price redo.
Mm-hmm.
Do you also offer, can you give me an estimate and suggestions and also financing?
Financing, so mm-hmm. we can, yeah, we can do all of that.
Because now they're thinking about those big refrigerator
right,
cabinet.
Yeah. I mean, and there's some really nice refrigerator. You can get a 60-inch refrigerator. I mean, a standard double door is going to be a 36-inch, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they have some nice 60-inch refrigerators
really?
Out there. But that's something you definitely have to decide on before you do your kitchen remodel because your cabinets don't have to fit that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you ever replace it down the road, you got to get that expensive 60-inch refrigerator again.
Right.
So that's something you got to be committed to. But yeah, they look great, and
mm-hmm.
And we like doing them. We've done a couple of them.
So you could come out and you would talk a little bit about your estimate process and how that works. So if I'm thinking, and I've told him he's going to get mad at me because I got to call him about just let him take a look at my bathroom and see what the possibilities are. But to have you do that, is that going to cost me anything?
Right. No, it's going to be free. So our estimate process basically is just we come out. So like I said, every Tuesday and Thursday we do estimates, and so just whenever you call and schedule your estimate, you're going to go to the next Tuesday or Thursday. That's not full.
Mm-hmm.
And usually we're about a week or so out on estimates. But so we're going to come out, go through it with you. We try to get estimates out that day.
So quick.
When we look at it, we try to get your estimate back to you that day. The only time we don't is when it's something custom, and
mm-hmm.
then we have to put a little more effort into pricing it out and figuring it out and things like that. So that could take a little bit longer. But if it's nothing crazy custom, then we're going to try to get it back to you that day if possible.
In the estimate, do you include some options? Let's just say you're going to be doing a floor. I mean, I'm just kind of throwing right. this out there. Do you provide, okay, here's three choices for you. Do
so,
you do it that way, or do you already have that conversation before
right.
you do the
I
estimate?
Try to, I mean, I try to have that conversation with them so I don't have to write five estimates. You
right.
know? But I do get a lot of customers that are thinking about multiple different options, right? And so what I will do is just write three estimates.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll send one for like final plank, one for tile, one for wood, and then they can compare them.
Oh, that's great.
So we do that. It's more common than you think. In fact, I think recently we were looking at our sell rate because our conversion rate when we do estimates used to be like 85-90%, right? And the last couple of years, it's gotten down to where it's like we our conversion rate's about 50% of the estimates we write is what we convert. But like I was telling my wife, I was like, you really can't even pay attention to that because when I go out and do estimates, I'm writing two estimates, three estimates, and only one of those are going to be converted to a job.
So it kind of skews the numbers.
Right. So it kind of really throws those numbers off. But even with that being said, we still run about a 50% conversion rate. And that's with a lot of estimates out there that, like, I might write three estimates at a house and I know I'm only going to sell one. They're not buying all three types of flooring, right? So, so it's very common.
So what projects do you enjoy the most? The bathroom, the kitchen? I know you do some, you do flips. You flip houses. I know you do that. So what's your, when you walk in, you go, oh, this, I'm excited about this project.
I don't know. It really varies a lot. Sometimes I might just be excited about an easy project.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, this is going to be easy. Okay.
Because I'm like, it's going to be an easy day. We're just putting flooring in this bedroom and then we're leaving and that's it. And that's an easy day. Sometimes I like the more difficult, bigger, harder ones.
A little challenging.
Yeah, more challenging. Mm-hmm. It just depends on how exhausted I am that week.
Right.
But if it's already had a lot on the schedule to get done that week, then I might just get excited about having a really easy one to do. And my guys too, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Well, here you go. Now we've been talking about springtime and making some changes. Here's a question. Do you work with garage conversions into an extra room or a sunroom?
Right. Yeah, it's very common. So we've done quite a few of them. So we can convert your garage into it. A lot of people will do like a den or an extra bedroom, you know, or sunroom, things like that.
Can you do that? Because that makes me think of the sunroom. Sometimes screening in an outdoor, do you do that? Because I've seen people do that sometimes with their outdoor deck. They'll screen it in.
Exactly. And so that's the only thing about like turning a garage into a sunroom that comes to mind. It's like, I'm not sure enough sun would get into the garage to be a sunroom. Because most of the time our garage are like 20 foot deep.
Right.
If you notice, most of your sunrooms aren't that deep. Like, you know, 8 feet, 10 feet, even a 12-foot sunroom maybe, and it's going to have glass surrounded more sides of it, right, so that the sun can get to you.
Right.
On a 20-foot deep garage, you have to be sitting in front of those windows right where the garage door used to be for the sun to really hit you and get to you, or we would have to redo the structure of the garage to add some windows down the side or something like that to get that sun really penetrating the garage. But as far as more of like a den or a playroom or a bedroom or the living room, something like that, then yes, it would be more so of something like that probably. Also, it just depends on where your garage is positioned at too.
True.
You know, because depending on, you know, where the sun rises at and how your house is positioned is going to make a difference also.
Okay, so this is a question coming in from one of our listeners, Nathan. Good morning to you, Nathan. He's asking, vinyl flooring seems to last forever in a house. Have you ever considered maybe possibly putting it on the roof? Around here, roof replacements are every 15 years or so. Just be kind of a fun thing to explore, LOL.
No, I don't think that would work.
Nathan.
For so many different reasons.
I'm just sitting here, I'm imagining now the roofs with all different colors. And
yeah, actually, surprisingly, though, I've used it in so many different settings.
Yeah, what are some other settings besides flooring? That's kind of a part of the question,
the roof.
Too.
I haven't done the roof.
Okay.
Maybe your ceiling inside your house, right?
Oh.
But more so for accent walls. Accent walls, the back of islands, the back of bars.
Oh,
you'd
really?
Be surprised how many accent walls we've done with it. And even if you go into my showroom, our office, our accent wall is like 10 different types of vinyl plank, and it's all put together, different colors, so it's all one company, so it all fits together and locks together, same size, but different colors. And we have an accent wall built around our office of like different color vinyl plank, and I think it looks really good. I did a big church out in Milton. It was the kids' sanctuary, and I did the whole back wall behind the pastor with vinyl plank.
Oh, nice.
And it was different colors put together because he had saw it in our showroom and liked it. And he wanted something different for the kids' sanctuary, right?
Right.
So we had did the whole back wall, and then we did like a bluish designed carpet tile through there. So there are many different areas you can use it in. I'm not sure I'd really put it on the roof because I would worry about the locking system. As well as the locking system is made to be a uniclick system so that it deters water and it's harder for water to seep through. We're talking more so like, you know, bathtub or spills on the floor, things like that. In a heavy rain, I would worry that locking system wouldn't hold up over time.
And wind with the kind of weather we get here, tropical storms.
Well, and that would be the other thing is how would we attach it, right? Because like when we nail a shingle down, then we have another shingle that overlaps it and covers our nail pattern up, right? So on a vinyl floor, and I just don't know where we'd put all the nails to hold it on the roof.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Not
he
sure
put LOL down there. I'm not sure that was super serious question.
But if you want to do your wall or your ceiling in your house, I can do that.
Okay. Got another question. If you've got a question for Jonathan, 850-437-1620. We still got a few minutes left, so get your question in now. This is a good one. Can you build a roughly 2,000 square foot freestanding workshop on my property with a concrete floor?
I can build anything if I wanted to.
There's a chat. Okay.
But yes, we could do it. We could do something like that, like a workshop. So we don't build whole house new construction generally. It's just an area we really haven't gotten into.
Right.
We're licensed to. Right. Mm-hmm. But we work with so many different builders. Most time, if somebody wants a house built, we refer it someone to them. But if it's like an addition or a workshop or, you know, shed, deck, things like that, then we would handle that and we would be happy to do that. 2,000 square foot workshop is a pretty good size workshop.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
you have
big.
To have a pretty good size.
It's not a shed size. You see these portable sheds you can put out there.
No, that's definitely a workshop at that point.
Like a second house.
Yeah, like a garage or like a second house. Yes. Yeah. So what we would do is send you to one of our architects. They get a set of plans drawn up, and then you would pay for those plans. And I always encourage people to pay for their own plans, and I tell them, like, hey, if you pay for the plans and you own them, I don't own them. And then you can give them to me, and I can bid it, and then you can send them to five other contractors as well and let everybody bid it, right? But I could help get you in touch with somebody to draw you a set of plans and then get a set of plans drawn up, and off that I can do you a price. And then I know a couple other great contractors or builders I could refer you to, and you could send it to all of us and just have a few different people bid it for you, but it's definitely something we could and would handle for you.
Okay, great. So how does he get in touch with you?
Right. So you would just call our office and set up for an estimate, 850-332-5905. I will say I can come out and look at it and get you an estimate and give you a rough price, but until you have a set of plans, I won't be able to give you an exact number, but I can probably get you a rough price on it.
Oh, yeah. I would trust Jonathan with building another house behind my house. For sure. Okay, I have another question for you. They're rolling in now. I have a kitchen missing the top cabinets. Let's see. Does wiring, backsplash, or cabinets go first in the build? What is the order of what goes first and last?
You probably don't need a lot of wiring in the top cabinet area, probably, unless it's like a vent hood or you want a light above the sink, something like that. Most of your wiring is going to be in your backsplash and your lower cabinet, so that should already be done and out of the way, as long as you got a vent hood wire up there. So I would probably, you know, fix the sheetrock, hang the cabinets, and then backsplash. Countertops,
sheetrock first.
Sheetrock first. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, if you're doing top cabinets, it's going to cover most of the wall up anyways, so you might not need to do a lot of sheetrock. And then if you're doing a backsplash, honestly, most of your walls can be covered up. You probably don't have a lot of sheetrock that really is so important to fix. Mm-hmm. You could just hang new sheetrock and cover it up with your cabinets and your backsplash. But yes, I would put some sheetrock up, tape and mud it. You know, mm-hmm. Oh, it's sealed up good. And then put your cabinets up, put your backsplash up after that.
That reminds me of my old house when we were making some changes and we pulled the backsplash out and there was so much water damage behind it.
Really?
Yes.
Was that maybe the faucet was leaking?
I don't know. It ended up being a plumbing issue, of course.
Yeah, it had to have been either the faucet or the window.
But we didn't know.
Or,
we couldn't see it.
I mean, sometimes it could just be the sealant on your backsplash, like where it meets the countertop. If it's not sealed good, that grout will crack out and just water on the countertops, washing dishes can get in the
wall. It was an older home, too.
Yeah. But see, things like that, that's kind of goes back to what we were talking about with the termites. All that kind of stuff does invite termites in when you have water leaking in your wall like that, especially if it's something consistently. Mm-hmm. If it's just one time and it dries out, you're probably fine. But if you're consistently getting water in there, something like that would invite those termites in. And so that's the stuff we want to watch and avoid.
Okay, 850-437-1620. Our expert here on the Pensacola Expert Panel is Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Another question, do they do pavers?
So we don't do pavers.
Explain to me pavers, what someone means by that.
So like a paver patio or driveway, what I would take from that, like a brick paver patio or driveway. Mm-hmm. Now, when I say that, that's what I get out of that, right? Like there's a couple good companies around, like Pensacola Hardscapes. There's a couple different companies that do pavers. So we've done them a couple times and we just sub them out. So we just hire a contractor to come in and do that for us if we're doing a remodel and the customer wants pavers. But we do have like some brick pavers that we do. There are like, you know, flooring options. So if you're talking about like your pavers, if you want to put pavers like on your kitchen floor or dining room floor, some people will do a porch floor. We have brick pavers that we install like flooring. So we can set it down and grout it. That's something we would do. If it's outdoor pavers, we would not do it. We would just subcontract it out.
Okay. Great questions coming in this morning. We still have time. 850-437-1620. So if you're looking at your house and you're thinking about making a remodeling or redo and you're walking around, are there things to look out for as we're coming into that H season? I don't say the word on the show, but the, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Wink, wink.
Well, so, I mean, you always want your house to be sealed up and secured, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously you don't want things hanging out there like that it's going to leak, or, you know, like bad windows that aren't sealed up, or siding that's loose, or decks, stuff like that, especially fencing. You know, fencing is one of those things that it gets old over time. Your poles start rotting. It's easy to blow it down. So there's a lot of preventive stuff you can do. But, I mean, honestly, it's hard to really say until we see what happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can always get, like, hurricane shutters, or you can get high-impact windows. You can get impact doors. But it just kind of depends on what all you know, happens during the season. I will say, hopefully, this is going to be a light season. They say it's supposed to
That's
be a pretty
saying.
Light season.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Believe it or not, I'm a contractor. I hate hurricanes.
It
drums up a lot of business, but in most cases, it's too much business at mm-hmm, one time. Mm-hmm. So everybody needs something done immediately. Half
right.
of them you can't get
to. Emergency stuff.
You got tons
yeah.
of contractors coming in from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Prices of everything just go up, like our old material prices. Traffic is horrible. It's just, plus I have property. I don't want my property tore
right,
up, right?
Right, all of us.
So, and most contractors I know, they have the same attitude.
Mm-hmm.
We like nice, consistent business over time.
Yes.
We don't want all the business at once, right? We don't mm-hmm. want to fix every house in Pensacola tomorrow. We want it just be nice and consistent over a period of time.
Okay, here's one more question we have time for. Yep. This is from Michael again. What is the ballpark labor-only cost to remove two side-by-side sliding glass doors and replace them with the same sliding glass doors?
So it depends.
That's something you've got to
right.
do a lot.
So it depends on what kind of door, if you're getting like an impact-resistant door or not. But generally, most of the time, most of our doors are running about $2,500 that, and a short answer for parts and labor.
Mm-hmm.
So that would include the cost of the door. So removing your old door, purchasing a new door, and installing a new sliding glass door, if you figure about $2,500, that's usually going to cover you. Like, you know, most of our, you know, tear outs are about $200 for the door. I think the door is like $22. So somewhere around $25 should cover you for removal, purchase, mm-hmm. and install.
And that's a great question.
The only other thing you're going to have past that is just like depending on your house. Sometimes we have like sheetrock repair or trim, interior trim that needs to be done. And so usually our sheetrock minimum is like $175.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go tear the door out and we need to patch sheetrock around the door or do new corner bead, it's going to be $175 additional for the sheetrock crew to come out.
But the thing that you've mentioned before is that when you do come out and do your estimates, you do line by line.
I do. I line item everything.
Yeah,
out.
Which is great.
And I try as hard as I can to look at what issues we're going to have. Like I can tell, like in most cases, like, hey, we're going to need to patch sheetrock around this when we do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go and add all those into the line item when I do it. So and I try to do that as much as I can.
Great. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We have covered a broad range of topics this hour.
It
I
is
tell you
nice
what.
Being
it's
on
fun.
For an hour because you
yes.
have more time to actually go through more topics, right?
Well, typically I told him what happens is that everybody's listening and they start sending in those questions and the show ends at 9:30 and at 9:29
right.
we get five texts.
Yeah, because it takes people a minute to think about it and be like,
yeah.
hey, what do I want to ask? You know, I'm the same way because I listen to the show when I'm not on it. And
uh-huh.
and sometimes I'm the same way, like halfway through, I'll think of something.
Right,
I'm like,
course.
Oh, I should have asked him this. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the great thing is that if you think of something later and you weren't able to text it in, right, you can always call us afterwards. So you just call our office, 850-332-5905, and just ask to schedule a consultation with me. Or you can ask the girls at the office. And like I said, a lot of times they can answer the questions.
Okay, so Michael's responding to your answer about the sliding glass doors. He said he's already got the doors, so he was interested in the labor cost.
Yeah, interested in the labor cost. I would have to go back and look, but usually it's about 50-50. Usually it's about, because most of our pricing is parts and labor.
Uh-huh.
So most of everything we have set pricing, like it's parts and labor, right?
Right.
But a lot of it's about 50-50. So it's usually about half the cost of the door, half that's going to be labor. So your labor is going to be probably about $1,100, $1,200.
Okay. Well, he probably should call you.
Yeah.
to get that estimate. Okay. Looks like we've got another question that just came in. Our laundry room, God, we are covering the gamut today. Our laundry room floors are in bad shape, plus the floor is not level. Would you suggest floor replacement and also leveling?
Right. So depending
on... that's a common one,
isn't it? It's very common. So we go through that a lot. And so it just depends on what kind of foundation you have. A lot of times if you have like a concrete foundation, we can use like self-leveling floor patch and we can float it or pour it out. Sometimes we need quite a bit of it. If it's a wood subfloor, then we have to look at it a little differently. Like we can use self-leveling floor patch, but we don't want it really thick on a wood subfloor because it might crack and break up.
Mm-hmm.
So we might want to do some subfloor work first and try to level the subfloor out a little bit. So it just depends on what kind of subfloor you have. But in most cases, we're going to be able to address it.
Okay. So if you are interested, then how can they get in touch with you?
Right. So they would just call our office, 850-332-5905. Or you can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring and send us a message or stop by our showroom at 9320 North Palafox Street.
And what are the hours of your showroom?
So it's 9 to 5.
Is that Monday through?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday.
Oh, Saturday too.
Yeah,
great.
Just not Sunday.
Okay. Well, we've been having a lot of fun answering. We have covered the gamut this morning from termites to laundry rooms to sliding glass doors and everything else. But as you can hear from Jonathan's expertise, he hasn't flinched at one question, y'all. I mean, as soon as the question came in, he was like, I got this. Yeah, so you should know that you're talking to somebody with over 20 years of experience. And I'm still about the 10,000 floors.
And 10,000
houses. That's pretty awesome.
I mean, when I say 10,000 houses, so we've done 10,000 tickets, right?
Yeah.
So we do a lot of service call work, right? So a lot of small jobs, a lot of service call work. But, yeah, 10,000 tickets, 10,000 flooring tickets.
All right. If you want an estimate on your project, call
850-332-5905.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's always a pleasure.
You.
Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. You can go to jonathansflooring.com.